Oh, you're just wearing that shirt I gave you?
Oh, yeah. This is a big power move by me.
Yeah. Hey, like, hey, look at this shirt that I brought back to my place and didn't return ever.
Well, I mean, it's a natural gift. If you give me something, it's a natural gift. That's a heavy pour over there. It makes my...
It's a heavy pour.
I got a heavy pour going out here.
Okay, well, yeah, you do. That's a massive wine pour.
It's getting out of hand here. So draft night, by the way, I appreciate you making time. Some people didn't have the courtesy or the respect for the ITAP brand to make it. I was trying to set up third guests. They were dropping out left and right. People are at quote-unquote house parties, which I assume is not an actual house party. I don't think it's an actual house party. I think it's like an app house party. I don't know what that means. But good for them. I'll just remember this when we make it bigger. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of I'll Take Another Podcast. Live on Twitter. I think I can see comments and stuff, but I don't know how to – I can't, like, access it just the way I have my everything set up. So that's not great. But a couple things I want to talk about. One, quarantine got extended. There's a good chance I don't make it the next 5 weeks, not because of corona, but because of corona, if you catch my drift. Starting off in the NFL draft going on right now. I don't know if you're watching it. Are we 5 picks in? Did they officially get 2 out of the Dolphins?
We did, yeah. And then did you see pick 6?
No, I didn't see pick 6. My phone is being used right now, so I have no access to the draft.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you didn't have a TV in your room.
I don't Justin because Herbert. I actually had 2. Herbert went to the Chargers.
Yep.
But I have my roommate doing another meeting with some coaches over there, which I almost had to put in place. I didn't want to be an asshole, but they told me my TV was too loud when I was watching the draft, and they told me to turn it down.
Oh, what? It was a big wait. What? Why? Why doesn't he just go to another room?
So I know he doesn't like to like be in his room because he's like a scared little kitty, so he doesn't like to be alone in his room. So I said, fine, I'll turn it down. But I looked at him and I was like, one more peep out of those guys, and I'll tell you what, the former all conference honorable mention North Suburban Conference is going to go over there, and I'm going to teach him a thing or two about football and respect. I can tell you that.
I just went
feeling good. I feel like this is going to be.
I just went on Twitter and scrolled a little bit, just seeing my stupid body on Twitter live.
I like it that I'm in the small and they can't see me, although I got this sick mustache. Let me see if I can get this mustache.
We got a total of one person in here, and it's me.
There's no doubt no one's watching it. But
we've had four total viewers, which is really, really funny.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I just wish that people could see me in this mustache. That's what I wish.
Oh, wait. It's just literally showing me?
I can't. Like, I don't know. How do I raise? Wait a second. How do I get myself situated here? Can I make this bigger?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can. Yeah. Here we are. Okay. Hold on. Let's get Kyle in here. Is this as big as I can get?
There we go.
Oh. I don't know. That was a busted. There we are. I'm going to go right over your stupid face, right next to your stupid face. Oh, what? It keeps changing.
Thoughts on Justin Herbert?
Said this before. I'm a big Justin Herbert guy. I am a sucker for arm potential. Terrible. The inaccuracies on him are just astronomical. He's hit or miss. There are times where he's late. He can make any throw. I said this before. He can make any throw on the field. Cuts, slant, like deep ball. He's got the arm talent to literally zip that ball in anywhere. It's just so fucking inconsistent. A huge ceiling. I love him if he can get it together. The hardest thing to get a quarterback to do is to get an accuracy and get them to not make dumb mistakes. Those are his biggest issues. So he's got a long road ahead of him.
Pretty big issues.
But I love Herbert just because I'm a sucker for him. I just love a good arm. Nothing like a good arm. We'll go over some more when more picks come in. I want to talk to you real quick. First, right out of the gate, we're going to stick to football. Gronk to Tampa Bay.
Numbers. I need
numbers are down.
Wait, what?
Numbers are down. From the previous week, the numbers were down. The solo episode wasn't bad.
What was it?
Didn't do numbers. We didn't do 100.
Just tell me the number.
It was like 92, 91.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was close.
Oh, it wasn't like catastrophic.
But phew, could have been. Could yeah. have been.
I just put out part two the other day. I don't know if it was today, yesterday.
Oh, really? I didn't see part two come out yet.
Part two came out, and I love it that it starts with, I made a big mistake. It just starts off with, I fucked up big time. But part two is out. Anyway, let me go back to this.
I was like one drink in during that, and I had a blast during it. I don't know why. I was just loving life, watching the Bulls. Like, I was like getting excited and nervous during the game for no reason.
I think I might start drinking. This is the best episode. Like, this, I felt the best for this podcast than I have in a while. And maybe it's because we don't have Sybil saying 12 words throughout an entire hour. But it just feels good, and it feels natural. No offense, Sybil.
It was good.
Gronk, I mean, there's a million things. I've done a million things also. Like, I set up ITAP Happy Hour. I set up, like, a intro for it, which is going to be me doing kind of like this thing. Tune in. It's going to be very interesting. But it took a long time to set up because I don't know how to make a video. So yeah. I spent probably, like, 2.5 hours to make, like, a 4-second clip. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'll get to The Last Dance. I know you're itching to talk about it. Gronk to Tampa Bay. Any thoughts on that?
Cool. As just someone that doesn't watch a ton of football, like a ton of NFL.
Trust me, we know.
It's cool.
We remember the Mitch Trubisky.
Well, you know, I'm still rooting for him. You know, can't call him out yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't call him out last season.
No, it's cool. How do you think it'll be? I think it's actually beneficial that he took a year off, got in like actual good shape and is healthy, and now he can put on some extra pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's had fun. I think he's recovered a little bit because he just gets fucking injured all the time.
Yeah.
The thing is, Bruce Arians didn't use OJ Howard, which is an incredible tight end who's young and up and coming. But and now they have two tight ends.
It wasn't just Arians that didn't use him. Like, there was another coach before him, right? So
why the coach used him before. Use him? He was a rookie
not
before.
As much.
He was a rookie.
Not as much. Okay. All right.
You don't
all
just
right.
throw rookie tight ends. There's no
I don't
rookie.
OJ Howard's that good.
You don't like OJ Howard?
I don't think he's that good. No.
You think Mitch is
you know my favorite thing? My favorite thing about this draft is that you can see all the houses of the like where these players live, where the GMs, coaches live. I love it. I love being able to see these houses.
It's a nice view into who they are without all like the bullshit.
Exactly.
Like, that's like their actual shit. Yeah. So I like Gronk to Tampa. I don't really give a fuck about it. I put it down because I'm so ready to talk about sports. NFL draft, we're talking now. I can tell you through the first, what are we at? Pick seven. Did they pick seven yet?
No. Pick is in, though.
Okay, I think it's Isaiah Simmons. But just watch this. I think it's Isaiah Simmons. He's going to Carolina. Your thoughts on your boy?
You spoil that for me?
Listen, I'm kind of a draft guy, right? You know what I mean?
You see that Georgia tackle go, what was it, third? Fourth?
I mean, you know, I hate being right, and I'm not right. I'm not out of the woodwork yet because we got to see
how he said he was going to go. What did you say?
Did you look at the text I sent? He's my favorite offensive lineman.
I haven't looked at my phone in an hour.
I sent it when Brian asked me about my thoughts on the pick. On the lineman and stuff. Yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
All right. Fair enough.
So, Andrew Thomas
wrong.
Again.
You're wrong.
I was right.
It's Derrick Brown.
Derrick Brown, damn. That was going to be the second one. Damn it. That means Isaiah's – well, it was Isaiah and Derrick that what they rumored. But Isaiah – they just lost Luke Kuechly. Why would you not want to replace Luke Kuechly?
Was Kuechly a stud last year, or was he like kind of?
He's been the best linebacker in the last. It's literally Bobby Wagner, Luke Kuechly.
Didn't he retire?
Yeah, That's what I'm saying. You need to replace him.
Well, if he was so good last year, why did he retire?
Injuries. Again, people are so worried about concussion. Remember he got that concussion and was like crying on the field and stuff?
Do you remember that a couple years ago? Yeah, I do remember that.
Ever since that, he's been, he's been off. So,
man, I don't hate that. I'm not gonna watch. It's not gonna be my best episode. I don't really know everybody that's being drafted right now. I knew Okuda. I clearly know Joe Burrow. No big deal.
Chase Young, the best player in the draft.
Yeah, I do think it was cool that the first three all were at Ohio State at one point.
Yeah,
like that's really cool.
Yeah. In 2017, literally they were all on the same team just hanging out.
I know. That's crazy. Yeah, Ohio State's so legit.
Number eight. Don't tell me who number eight is. It's the Panthers. Jaguars are nine. Eight is...
You got this, big boy.
Not the Jets. They're 11. Ten's Cleveland.
It's the Illinois State Bird.
Oh, Cardinals. Jesus. The Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Cardinals. Jesus.
What was going through your head? Just
on fire. My brain's just on fire. Just on fire. We're going to get into – just wait. We're going to get into Last Dance. I don't know if you saw Alex Trebek absolutely own someone. It was – let me lay it out here for you. There was a woman on Jeopardy who basically was talking about – I think it was nerd rap. She was talking about geek rap, nerd rap, whatever it was. It was basically this version of like what she calls like artistic representation of like being a nerd or something like that. At one point after she's done explaining, Alex Trebek pauses, perfect comedic timing, pauses and says, "So you mean like losers?" It was absolutely fucking incredible.
Just wow. Fucking... I can't believe you did that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the guy's doing his thing. I appreciate the honesty. So here's the thing.
Man.
We need that, right?
I wish you were watching. I wish you were watching the draft because Gus Malzahn in his basement, he's got the whole image on his wall that says something no huddle. Like, I don't know. It was really weird.
God, I'm just shit. I wish I might just throw it on my TV here in a second. Yeah, but man. Where the hell was I? I forgot what it was.
I lost.
Derrick Brown. Wow. Let me go over Derrick Brown. I like Derrick Brown.
Really that was really weird. I don't remember where you were. Did we just black out?
Yeah, just what fucking happens. You just start drinking on the pod and things get out of hand.
But all right, who do you think the Cardinals are going to take? Wow,
Arizona.
Kingsbury's awesome.
You said you like Cliff Kingsbury or no?
His house is awesome.
Oh, is it? Yeah, he's probably getting
that.
Well, do you remember he literally got an offensive coordinator job at USC, and then all of a sudden Arizona unloaded money and was like, please come. Yeah. I love Cliff Kingsbury. Arizona's going to go offensive line. I think they're going to go Tristan. Wolf.
Wrong.
It's already picked? It's already picked?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Is it offensive line?
I don't know. Is it?
Well, I have no access to it, so I would have said offensive line. Is it an offensive lineman? No, that's my final answer.
It's Isaiah Simmons.
Okay. They had to pick him, I guess, because he fell. Well, that's good for them. Good for them.
Who?
They already have DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk,
and Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I forgot Hopkins. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm the football guy and you're the whatever guy.
Yeah.
Last Dance. How would you like the first two episodes?
Liked it a lot. Majority of it kind of already knew, but like getting all that in-depth information, like I didn't know that Scotty was so public about getting traded. At one point, like, could you imagine if it was like that now? And then they didn't trade him and just kept him. That is bizarre. I love how everyone was like feeling bad for Scotty, even though he got paid at the end of his career. And then he still got paid to just be like an advisor for the Bulls for a number of years that just ended this year. So like the fact that they didn't share that, I was like, all right, whatever. But dude, seeing Jordan in practice, I keep like, so I listen to a ton of pods, fucking, Bill
Simmons.
Why can't I think of his last name? Yeah. Bill Simmons. He keeps every fucking podcast he's on. He just keeps saying about how he's seen the entire thing, seen the entire thing. He's like, oh, wait till this episode and they talk about this. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Let me just watch this goddamn episode. I want to hear you talk about the first two episodes because I like reliving it. Don't talk about the rest of the series. But he keeps doing it, so it's starting to ruin shit for me. But I loved MJ going at Cross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm going to get into him. I can't wait for my turn to talk.
Him like, saying, "Do you need? We need to lower the hoop, or like
just yeah, for a fat."
Just yeah. I love that. Like, I love seeing all those little details you never be able to see. And so, like, any of that, any of stuff in the practice, like how he was yelling at. I don't know, one of the white guys on the team. I think he was yelling at Kukoc. And he's like, why do I have to yell at you every fucking practice? Like,
well, no, he was like, talking. He was yelling at Harper, and I think Kukoc intervened, and he just like tore apart Kukoc as well.
Yeah, no, I think it switched to another like play or something. He's like, why do I keep fucking yelling at you every practice? Yeah, that was I love that. Yeah, so I'm excited. I will admit it is pushing back my bedtime every Sunday. I don't like that part, but I'm going to suck it up. Yeah.
Let me paint you a picture. I've got to be up at 6:30 a.m. to keep saving this world, right? Each and every day. Sure. Am I a frontline guy who's
6:50?
Hold on. Let me finish. Show some damn respect. You hear me? I got to get up at 6:30. And I'll tell you what, I'm not in the front line anymore. Now all of a sudden they're clapping for frontline healthcare workers. They're flashing lights. When I was in the grind, when I was saving lives in the mud, when I was going out there and pressing on grandma's chest trying to get her back, and I got her back, and I'll tell you what, no one was clapping for me. I didn't get any claps. And now all of a sudden they're clapping. So no. Save the clapping. I chose to be a pencil pusher. In February, I made the decision in February to become an official pencil pusher. This is the life I've taken on. But I'll tell you,
you were checking the numbers. You saw that Corona was coming.
I got out in a good time. I can tell you that. But Last Dance was fucking amazing. I love MJ. MJ to me again is because I love Kobe Bryant. Here's the question: what if we were 21, 22, and we were in the MJ era? How fucking crazy would that have?
It wouldn't be fair. Like, it would be so much excitement, so much adrenaline all the time. I actually don't. I don't know how I would comprehend it.
Can you imagine?
You get the Bulls and you get the no. The Bulls against the Heat, like that was electric. Like that. That's when I was like loving it.
Oh, that's when Derek.
Yeah. Exactly. No, man, I can't imagine that. But and so, like, that's why what I was saying on last week's pod is I don't really remember MJ a whole lot. Like, I remember them playing against the Pacers at one point. I don't remember, like, specifics. I just remember the jerseys. And then I remember the shot. I definitely remember that.
That's what I remember. Yeah. I remember the Jazz. I remember the shot. I remember, like, that's the only thing I remember from MJ.
And I also remember the Bulls being the Jazz, like 80-54 or something like that. Like, I remember that game specifically. I think it was like game 3. I don't know why. I just remember, like, how did they only score 54 points? And so that was that. But, yeah, beyond that, I don't really remember a whole lot. Yeah, you look good, buddy. You look good.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's cool to, like, see all this. I mean, like, clearly, like, I've read books about it all because I always wanted to, like, always, it was always interesting. Now it's just captivating seeing all the details.
I think, and you know, I heard they followed Kobe Bryant the last 2 years here. I heard they kind of did the same thing. Yeah. I think I'm not going to be more interested in that, but I have, obviously, I think you even sent me a picture of Kobe for my birthday. I think you gave me for Christmas or something, a picture of Kobe. I think you did, unless I'm wrong. I know that's for my brother. I know Peyton and Kobe, Peyton, Kobe and Michael are the only athletes I have hanging up. Okay. I didn't know all this stuff about Michael. Of course, you know, he's a competitor and all that shit. There's a lot of stuff that, like, I would say I'm a casual fan in terms of that era. Like, I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know the fucking – when he laughs about the cocaine circus.
Yeah.
One of – like, you fucking – like, that's someone who's lived it. That's someone who fucking knows. The moment he heard cocaine circus, he was like, yep, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But all that shit's really cool. I will say this too. Sorry, I'm going to keep talking because shut the fuck up because I'm talking. I let you talk.
Sorry, you son of a bitch. I apologize.
I didn't realize, and I'll admit this, how good Scottie Pippen was. He was incredible. He did everything. He's Anthony Davis without this, obviously this size, but he does everything. He stretches the floor, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. He dribbled. I was telling this, and Nick kind of shut me down on this comparison with Anthony Davis to Scottie. But to be 6'7 and 6'8 and to have guard handles,
I think Scottie had more guard handles and could shoot outside better. I think Scottie was more versatile than AD.
Yeah, I mean, I just meant kind of like a big man with – I didn't know another big man who has handles, so I just kind of used that.
I wouldn't even really call him a big man per se, though. It's
6'7", 6'8". I mean, I know he's a three, but 6'7", 6'8", dribbling like a guard.
I mean, I see what you're saying. He's like Ben Simmons with a three-point shot.
Yeah, okay.
And a better defender. Oh, wow. So the Jacksonville Jaguars just picked – what do you think it is?
It's got to be, is it defense?
Yep.
Is it cornerback?
Yep.
EJ Henderson.
CJ Henderson.
CJ.
Yes.
CJ.
Yep.
I'm just the guy. I'm the guy. Yeah. Sure, I messed up their name, but I knew who it was. A Florida corner.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't know Scotty was like
here in a second.
I didn't know he was an equipment manager and then got on the team and grew or something. That's just nuts. Like, you got to give credit to Krause for, like, making that pick. Like, trading up and making that pick.
Yeah.
That's bold.
I'm going to get into my thoughts on Krause in a second. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Does that make you think, like, maybe you could have had that prominent basketball career? Maybe you gave up a little too early on that prominent basketball career?
Well, no.
Maybe that ACL would have been torn in the NBA. Maybe you'd already been in there for 4 years. Like, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't have a growth spurt. No. I mean, I'd be shorter than Steve Kerr out there.
Am I taller than you? I would say I'm taller than you.
You're not taller than me.
I would say I'm taller than
you. I'm 6'4".
6'4"? You're not 6'4".
I'm taller than you. You're 6'3"?
Six two.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Cody. Yeah. Puny guy.
Cody will always, my brother will always be like, you're barely 6'1". Fuck you, dude. I'm 6'2". I'm a prominent 6'2", right?
Prominent. You're a big 6'2". You're a big 6'2".
Big lad. Yeah. Looking at that shoulder. Yep. Right now, that shoulder glistening off right now is looking pretty big.
Pretty big. Do you have a pumpkin over there underneath your TV?
Yes, correct. Pumpkin. Pumpkin all season. My fucking favorite time of year.
Wow. That's incredible.
Let me get into Jerry Krause. Let me tell you something, and my roommate mentioned this as well. He's me. I said this from the get-go. I would trade anyone, anything. I would have no loyalty. I don't care. I want championships. Jerry pulled up what, five? Six? He pulled up six, right? He pulled up six championships with that team.
Yeah.
Who? He's one of the. I don't care what kind of sleazebag. There's no doubt about it. He's a fucking sleazebag who doesn't care. I love the guy because he wants to win. He doesn't give a shit about who he hurts, who he affects. Give me that. Of course, that's not how you build the city around it, right? Like. When you have the team start to hate you, things get a little dicey. But the guy wins championships. And guess what Kyle's in the business of? Winning championships. I love him.
What championships have you ever won in your life?
Well, all conference honorable mention. We don't forget that. I was also the beer pong. I was also a champion at U of I. I remember I got a helmet for beer pong, and then I was stripped because I wasn't actually a student. I remember I got big dogged by a kid who was like, "You're not a student here," and I was like, "I don't give a fuck. I'm the champion." I have a picture of him on my Facebook. We'll go over it after this. It's like, dude, I just smoked everyone and just chug off. That's what it was. It was a chug off, and I'm fucking just. I'm downing those suckers like it's midnight, like it's midnight ice cream. I'm just knocking them back.
These are very, very official championships here.
That's a championship. That to me is a championship. I'm also a three-time Cleveland back-to-back fantasy Cleveland football championship.
Okay, fair enough. That's good. Browns just picked. Who do you think they picked?
Offensive tackle.
Yes.
Louisville.
No.
Ooh, Alabama?
Yes.
Jared Willis.
Jedrick Wills. Wills. Junior, yes.
Yeah. I've been fucking up names all day. I don't know what's going on.
You're in line. Yeah.
I just know these guys. That's huge. I love that pick. Best, by the way, he's the best pass setting off best pass pro offensive tackle in this year's draft. Jared Wills, his sets are so fucking crisp and smooth. It's unbelievable.
Jedrick Wills.
Jared. You know.
No, I agree though about Krause. He fucking put the team together, man.
He changed basketball for Chicago.
He was a proponent of like somewhat small ball or like spreading the floor a little bit before that was a thing. Like they had Rodman starting at like playing big and then like just having like Scotty at the four at times. Like that just, yeah, that was ahead of his time. So, and I mean, he made the trade for Scotty on draft night. He traded Oakley for Cartwright.
Didn't Oakley kill it for the Knicks as well?
I don't know if killed it was the right word, but like Cartwright was better than Oakley. He ended up being better than Oakley. And he ended up being exactly what the Bulls needed.
I thought Oakley was a staple in like New York.
I think you're only thinking that because he was kicked out of the Garden this year or this past year. And
yeah, that might be it.
People are like, "Oh, we love Oakley." Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was exactly right, by the way.
Yeah. That was exciting. Yeah. I mean, it was fucking awesome. It's pretty cool that we have like four more Sundays of that, like right in time to get off quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Credit to us for being ahead of the game. Ahead of all the government and pushing back our wedding ahead of time.
That's yeah.
Credit to us. We didn't wait.
You know what's crazy? It's like a month. It would have been a month from now. We'd be one month away.
Yeah. I know. Thank God it's not. I got to get not for that. I got to get back in shape. I got to get in prime shape.
Oh, no. I was just going to bring up the only positive I have, and I think I've mentioned this before, about the quarantine is that when I come out there looking like a C+, everyone else is going to be a C+ instead of being like A's and B's. Everyone's not going to be as shredded and lean. So when I'm over there, you know, looking real good, real jacked, yeah, baby, it's going to be a nice like, hey, I'm not getting killed by the competition. We're in closer proximity. So that's what I'm trying to say positive.
Also, it's good to know that we at least have until June 1st because now like this Sunday I'm going to get a pizza. Like, I'm going to get a pizza, and then I'll know that I at least have 1 month to clean it up before it's pool season.
I'm actually on the opposite end of that. At the beginning of quarantine, I was drinking, like, getting drunk probably 4 days a week. It was like, we were young again. I was getting drunk probably 4 days a week, and I started to taper off the last, like, 3 weeks because I'm like, you know what? We're about to be out soon, blah, blah, blah. Now that we're back this next week, like Saturday when we have poker, I'm gonna be fucked. I'm gonna be drunk. It's gonna be an absolute blast. But that's the only part. I'm gonna be drunk for the next week because I'm gonna have to like get through my emotions. I'm so aggravated. And
yeah.
I need to get through the emotions, and then we're back on track.
Dude, it hit me hard today. Like when Julia texted me and she's like, he's putting it to June 1st. And I was like, wait, what? Like June 1st?
I didn't know about it.
I asked. That's summer. That's prime it summer.
Is. The next time you are able to go to a bar or a restaurant, June 1st for me officially is summer. I don't care what date it is. June 1st to me is summer. Okay. Next time we get in public together, it's going to be summer. We've missed
spring. I always think last week of May to me is like summer. Like typically it's warm enough to go like tarps off at the pool.
Mm.
Which is, you know what I miss? That's what I consider summer.
Cubs game. I if I don't go to a Cubs game this year, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I sneak into Wrigley. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah, dude. I'm sorry for bringing that up. That kind of hurt.
I'm probably going
to now I'm down again.
Yeah, I have to go probably get some more wine here because I'm almost topped out. We have to take a commercial break here in a second. But
see how many people are watching Twitter? It's got to be double digits.
No, well, not quite. I like where your enthusiasm is.
But oh, we have
quite.
One. Let's go oh, two. Wait.
You're two. Person?
Bigora. How about that? Oh, that's great.
You're probably two. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back after this.
All right, should I get one now, or should I wait for you? No receivers yet. Is it Mayomi?
And we're back.
Mayomi? I just saw the label from afar. Good bottle.
One of the best Pinots I think I can remember.
I have approximately.
That's a whole bottle for me. Real dicey with a work day tomorrow.
I got about 4.5 hours of calls tomorrow.
Well, today sounded like shit. I don't know why you're doing. Yeah, here's the thing. Can I say this as well? I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to talk to you, not in front of the camera or anything, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know now with this recent soon-to-be recession, soon-to-be Great Depression we're setting ourselves up for, they're going to start axing the higher-ups, right? I wanted to know in your camp right now, I was thinking about maybe Steve, maybe someone else. I wonder if the owner has texted them like, hey, we're going to be making some personnel changes. Do you think you can run the company? And I wonder if they're like, yeah. I think Steve would be like, yeah, I'm all set. Because they're going to go after the big wig. They're going to go after the guy making they're making some buku bucks up there. They're taking him out. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you, Seven, for Greg. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, do you think you can do someone's job? Well, whose job? Well, this person. He's like, oh, well, that's Greg. He's like, yeah, no, it's okay.
Let's just say it would encompass operations.
Exactly. But
all right, we have Jets pick. Who do you think it is? Dude, this is boring. Come on.
O-line?
Yep.
Mikkel Becken. Louisville.
Mackie Becken.
Mackay Becken. Becken.
Mackay Becken. Yep.
Yeah. He's incredible. What a fucking freak of nature. Highest potential.
His dad is an absolute unit.
Is it?
Yeah, he is huge.
Yeah, well, Mackay is 6'7", 360 pounds.
He might be 6'5", 400, 420 maybe.
We got ourselves a family.
Not even shitting on him. He's just huge.
Yeah, we got ourselves a family over there.
It's very, very weird seeing instead of Oak for Oakland, seeing LV.
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple questions I want to ask you.
See that the Nevada, what was it, governor or something?
Governor?
Like that? Yeah, saying we'll be the test, we'll be the control.
I love it. I said this before. Here's the thing. I love the fact that people are like, we'll figure it. Let us try it and we'll figure out. I mean, getting people on board is going to be incredible. The only thing I hate about that is that Anderson Cooper is way too intelligent for you to not know what you're doing. And if you don't know how to speak to him, if you don't know how to get yourself out of holes, he's just going to fucking kill you. So that's what I hate, because I was with her the entire time, but she was just getting shredded. It was like I was putting her on my tacos. She was just shredded lettuce. It was terrible.
You have to go into that like prepared to not say anything messed up.
Yeah.
And she said everything messed up.
Yeah, you got to know. You got to know
in conversation with people. What is your what do you think is your most positive trait about yourself? I have an easy one, but you go first.
What do you mean?
Positive trait in communication. In communication with other people, what's your most positive trait?
I would say most positive is humor or diversion.
Yeah, that's a good one.
When I get caught in situations, I will divert it using humor. Hey, how are you? I'm Kyle Chelstrop. And then it's just like, then I throw on this mustache and it's like things – I can get out of situations that I know I'm not meant for. Like I shouldn't have any idea. People start talking about finance, I'll throw something in and then I'll hit it with humor and be like, oh, this Chelstrop kid, he's a finance guy. He must have got his degree from Purdue or something like that. What's yours?
That's a good one. I mean, yeah, it's – and you're not lying. That is your best one. Mine is how do I say it?
I would have said chameleon. You just blend in.
No, maybe that's it. Maybe that's kind of what I'm getting at. But I'm very calculated, so I will never say something that will come back against me. Like that can be used against me.
Like I do it all the time. You told me Mitch Trubisky was the top 10.
No. Yeah, but like, no. That's fine. I will never say something that will like really come back to haunt me.
No, because I would agree. You stay in the mist. You're a classic mist guy. You can see his shadow, but you don't know exactly where he is. You just do enough to make your presence known that you're there and what's going on, but you never do anything over the top. You never come out of that mist, so we never know. Like, you could get hurt in that mist. If you come out of that mist, you could get hurt. You don't do that. You're nice and
it's mostly nice like and safe. It's like mostly with work or like or in personal relationships. I just always am like thinking, all right, when I'm talking. I just cannot include anything that could be used against me, and I'm good. Like, some people don't have that characteristic. I think you do. You have the characteristic that, like, you're going to be all right for the most part. But, like, other people – well, actually, I don't know. I don't know that
– that's what I was going to say. I don't know.
Sharps, I take it back because, like, I've caught you in arguments where it's like, wait, hold on. Let's go back to the statement you made.
No, especially, but I agree with that.
I put Cody in a body bag at one point. We were talking about Warriors or something like that at Only Child, and I remember just putting him in a box, like I just use exactly what he said against him.
I can't wait to have him listen to this episode.
I think I've done the same with you before. No. So
I was going to say that's the difference. I mentioned before.
You get talking, and then you don't realize, oh, this could be used against me. And then I'm like,
I keep talking. That's what I'm saying. I could get out of any hole. You will never be able to bury me because I will literally be sitting. It's like The Undertaker. It's like you buried me alive, and all of a sudden, boom, and you're like, what's going on? And I just show up on a pedestal, like, and I'm just fucking out there because you're like, you just buried the Undertaker, but here I am just standing up. But I do agree, when it starts flying, it's not calculated. It's pure.
Yeah.
It's how I'm feeling. It's going right off. There's no methodical plan to it. But guess what? You're not going to bury me.
Okay, we'll see. Now I'm literally just focusing on that for the next week.
I was going to ask you
Henry Ruggs. Henry Ruggs. His Is duck dunk? Dude, I can't talk. I am not drunk.
Dude, you're drunk. What are you doing?
I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. His dunk highlights of him in high school, so unbelievable.
What is he, like 5'11"?
I think so. Yeah, he is 5'11", yeah.
Makes me feel like don't get me wrong, right? If he threw, a lot of weight on the bench, he can't mess with Chael Stein.
Guess where he went.
What, high school? Or did he already get picked?
No, school. He got picked. No. He's the first receiver off the board, yeah.
Is it at 12 or 13?
12.
I would have said San Fran.
He went to the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Wow. San Fran was going to take him at 13. I thought CeeDee Lamb was going to go to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't.
People love him. People, I would say over the last month, the hype behind Henry Ruggs has been absolutely insane.
I mean, it's exciting.
I like it. What he can do. I like Henry Ruggs. I like Oakland. They already have Henry Renfro, the Clemson kid. Las Vegas, sorry. Sorry, dude. And then Derek Carr is not the terrible quarterback, but I like that. I like that a lot. Jerry Judy's going to Denver, by the way.
I'll take Ruggs in fantasy this year.
You should. 100%. He is going to be there.
Judy goes to Denver. I am not taking Judy.
Why? Him and Cortland Sutton with Drew Lock? We're back. If we get Jerry Judy, I'm going to rub that in Sybil. Like, I'm the true Alabama guy. I bring in the Alabama talent. I am Alabama. Roll Tide.
Ruggs is wearing a fucking robe. What a hot shot. An Old Spice robe. Oh, my God.
What would you wear if this was draft night for you and you have to be home? What are you wearing if you know you're going to be on camera?
Oh, I am for sure just wearing like Nike gear, like sick Nike gear. Like I'm sponsored by Nike. I'm getting that whole deal beforehand. I'm wearing the sickest Nike gear. I'm gonna wear some J's. Like, yes, I'm gonna be decked out.
I'm wearing a tracksuit. I want them to think I'm part of the Italian mob.
I love that. Yeah. Can't complain. Wow, Henry Ruggs. Wow.
Ooh. Let me ask you a wild question before I hand it over to you. By the way, this episode, I think it's going very well.
I'm glad we're 44 minutes in because I've got nothing.
Yeah, perfect. That's Kyle just, saving the day. Yeah. No big deal. Question of the day.
I had to prepare two podcasts last week. It was, I had to carry the team. So here we are.
Very true. Very true. If you had to combine two animals to make a super animal, what would they be?
Super animal for what? What are we doing? We're fighting? We living?
New species. Just a new species. Could be whatever you want. Whether you want it to be a lover or a fighter, whatever you want.
Okay, I got one. A dog with a dolphin's brain.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
They're almost too smart. Then the dogs are too smart.
No, I don't. I say that because I like to think that they could figure out how to talk.
Talking dogs.
Yeah.
I went the complete opposite.
That's the best shot we have. That's the best shot that we have at talking dogs. So
start getting dolphin brains in these dogs. I went rhino with a silverback gorilla. I want an absolute killing machine.
Jesus Christ.
That would be killing machine.
What about a lion and an elephant? Elephant sized lion.
Moving as quick as an elephant. Oh my God. We'd be fucked. As humans, we'd be fucked. Moving,
not moving as quick as an elephant, moving as quick as a lion.
That's what I'm saying. We're fucked up there that size. We're absolutely fucked.
They're not even staying in South Africa. They are going wherever they please.
We have to blow up everything. Yeah, we have to blow up the entire western port or the eastern portion of the world because they're going to get loose and just fucking wreak havoc.
Yeah, I still stick with. I just want to. I want to talk Gog is all. Oh, 49ers traded their pick. Wow, 49ers traded their pick to the Buccaneers.
They have no draft. Who did they trade it to?
The Bucs. Oh, what? The Bucs got a receiver.
San Fran didn't have. They have no second, third, or they have no second, third, or fourth round pick. They had to trade back for draft capital.
I'm trying to see. I don't know the compensation. I need to know the compensation.
They definitely got compensation for this year because they got nothing. But that's why they got rid of DeForest Buckner, who had a fucking career year, and they gave him the Colts for the 13th overall pick.
Come on. What are we doing here? What's the fucking draft? What's the draft?
I wonder who Tampa Bay is going to go.
Yeah, I just want to know what the compensation is.
Forever young. I want to be forever. I'm fucking young, by the way. Did I tell you about that?
Julia fucking dropped this bomb last week. She was like, yeah, isn't it crazy you're going to be turning 30? I'm like, I am
what
turning 30.
Is
huh?
She
How
doing?
About that? Yeah, I was like,
what is she
yeah,
doing?
One, that's not really close. That's in December. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm turning 30.
Wow. What a life she must live. Princess. Oh,
okay,
Princess.
Wow. So,
did Tampa Bay keep itself a first round pick?
Tampa, no, they traded up. They moved up one spot.
That's what I'm saying. Did they keep that?
Yeah, the 49ers trade pick 13 and pick 245. The Bucks trade pick 14 and 117. So they just picked up they traded their seventh rounder basically for a fourth rounder.
But they still got Tampa's first rounder.
Yep.
Okay. So they just moved. Yep. This San Fran just moved back around.
Or yeah, moved back one spot. Yeah. One spot. Yeah.
Great move to get at what? What do they get? Fourth rounder. Fifth round?
117, so that would be...
Probably fifth.
Fourth? No, fourth.
Okay, well, good. I said that originally, so I'm still right. I spread my wings deep so I could get it right. But
pick is in. Should I go get another drink or should I not?
Absolutely.
4% or 4% on the computer.
Do you have to plug it in?
Oh, selection's coming. Yeah, I will. I will have to. Selection's in.
Don't tell me.
I'll go right after the selection. Oh, we have a military woman.
Let me say this too. Do you think the picks are coming in later because of commercial ads? Yeah, ads. You think the picks are coming in late? Like Joe Burrow took 10 minutes.
They didn't have commercials before.
No, but they did. But I'm wondering if, like, especially now, I wonder if they're doing it like deep. They're going deep into it. Deep.
No, I don't think so.
Real nice and deep, like.
13, 5 minutes in between, so that's 50, 65 minutes. Maybe it's a little long right now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing math right now. I don't even know where I am.
Hold on, who are we picking here? Who do you think they're picking?
Tampa, they need to protect Tom Brady. I think they might go Tristan. They got to protect Tom. Offensive lineman, the University of Ohio. Also, I consider myself Iowa.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Easy.
Tristan Wirfs.
I'm Mel Kiper Jr.
I'll be back.
All right. I'll just kill time here real quick. So, Tristan Wirfs. I like Tristan Wirfs. All right. Beautiful scenery over there Greg's got, by the way. Couple more questions. Let me see if I can go over a couple other questions. I was saving them for other weeks, but let's see if we can kill some time here. What food would represent Illinois? I said the churro. Now, let me tell you why. Buckle up for this one. There's nothing more diverse than Illinois, right? We're in the central Midwest of the epicenter of the United States of America. So when you're in that position, diversity runs deep. And there's nothing more diverse than the cinnamon, delicious flavor of a churro. No, that wasn't a paid ad. That was just me talking. Super Animal, I went over. Nickname for – oh, this one was dirty. Let me say this. If I had to be part of a conspiracy theory, I'd be part of the JFK assassination. Oh, yeah. I'm up on the hill. Sure, Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, you don't think that was a fall guy? You don't think something else was going on? You don't think JFK was ruffling feathers? And let me just say this. I am far too deep into the Pinot Noir to understand even know what the JFK assassination was. But I can tell you this. If I was to be a part of a conspiracy theory, the fucking JFK, maybe the moon landing. But the moon landing was real. The JFK assassination, although real, who did it, right? Some this, some that, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, pinch of salt. You got yourselves a full-blown conspiracy theory. And there I am in the epicenter. I've used epicenter twice in the last couple minutes. And I'll tell you what, I love each and every second of it. Thank you for listening. Let's get back to I'll Take Another Podcast. Greg, I just killed a lot of time right there. I don't know if you heard it. It was – I was just talking and rambling.
I heard epicenter a few times.
Yeah, I said epicenter. I said this. If I had to – if Illinois was a food, it would be the churro because we're at the center in the Midwest, which is where diversity thrives, and there's nothing more diverse than the cinnamon sugar of a churro.
I mean, sure, yeah. Have you ever jumped out of a pool before? Have you ever tried that?
Yeah. Come on, look at me.
Failed miserably.
I almost broke my shin. I broke my tibia almost in the part of trying to get out. Even in like three-inch water.
Have you ever done like jumping exercises, like serious?
I do jump squats.
Exercises. Okay, but like you trying to improve your vert as much as you can. Like if you were like jumped as high as you can.
My vert, okay. Listen, when you're towering at 6'2", 230 pounds of pure steel, I don't need to be flying in the air, right? I need to be explosive. Yeah, when a double leg takedown comes, I'm just
– Well, anyways, when I was in high school, like before sophomore year, was doing these like jumping workouts and everything, and – it got to the point where you're jumping up to like your chest, like platforms to your chest. It's the scariest shit in the world. And like, you can do it. It's just a matter of like putting in your head, like you can jump up and you can bring your legs up this high. It's just crazy. It like really fucks with your head.
I'm not getting up to chest level of 6'2".
Well, right now I'm not either, but
right now, you're lucky to be walking.
Yeah, I'm doing a platform jump, solid 12 inches.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, not bad.
Been running with sandbags. I don't know if you noticed how lean I look, but sandbag. Sandbag.
I've got nothing else.
Who's up in the draft right now?
We got San Fran. Who do you think they'll take?
They might go wide out, though. They need a wide
out. Yeah, I hope so. Who are you going with then? Wow, Judy would be sick with the 49ers.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
That would be sick.
I would
take him in fantasy then.
Well, Kyle Shanahan's offense needs Judy more than it wants. It's like the same thing with Dante Pettis. It need Debo Samuel, was that right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't need the big, they don't want the big go up and get the pass catchers. They need possession, they need quick, they need to be able to throw them in the slot and them to dominate. So yeah, I don't think they'll go CeeDee. They'll go Jeudy, but if they go Jeudy, I might off myself because he needs to come to Denver.
Isn't it crazy that the Vikings had Moss and Chris Carter at one point?
Let me tell you what's crazy. Stephon Diggs isn't on the Vikings anymore. Do you know what team he's on?
I guess that's crazy. Hold on. I have one team I very badly want to say, but I don't think it's that team.
Say it. Life short. Quarantine's long. I might put that on a t-shirt. Life short, quarantine's long.
I want to say the Bills.
It is.
Yeah? Okay. Look at me.
Let me tell you something crazier. You know, Randy Moss, when he got traded, basically was given up for a first-round pick, which turned into Troy Williamson. Do you know who Troy Williamson is?
Big guy.
No.
Oh, no?
He's one of the biggest draft busts of all time. He was drafted 7th overall and lasted like 2 seasons. So I don't know if the Vikings know what they're doing.
Great. I thought it was going to be like some sick player.
Oh, no.
Wait, was that the Raiders? Was that when the Raiders traded for Moss?
That or was
who traded for Moss.
No, that was maybe it was Oakland.
I don't think CeeDee Lamb's going to be a huge stud in the league.
I'm not a huge fan.
Out there.
I'm not a huge fan. I like your heads up. Well, why? Here's the thing. Why don't you think that?
I think it's one of those who's very dynamic in college, and I don't think he's going to be able to do that again in the NFL.
I appreciate like a lot very of big bland plays. Answer, and I appreciate that because I understand where your head's at, but I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to get a little more in-depth into it. Lincoln Riley is one of the best offensive minds in football. 2, CeeDee Lamb after the catch reminds me of Laviska Shenault, who at one point was supposed to be the number one wide receiver out of Colorado. They're great after the catch. With the ball in their hands, they're great. Also, CeeDee Lamb, sure, he can go up and get the pass, right? He, on contested catches, he had a phenomenal rate. You know who else had a phenomenal rate on contested catches? Kelvin Benjamin. Do you think Kelvin Benjamin's making any Pro Bowls?
I thought for a time, I thought he would. I thought he was going to be a stud.
He
fell out of shape. He fell out of shape.
To me, no, but here's why Jeudy will always be the number one for me and that type.
Nervous for you.
Separation and route running will always win in the NFL. If you can separate, if you know what you're doing, what's going on over there?
Who do you think they took?
Offense or defense?
Defense.
Defense. Safety?
No.
Oh, Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know why I knew that? I heard South Carolina on the TV.
Oh.
I love Javon Kinlaw, but he's a huge risk. He's another huge potential, huge risk guy.
I feel like, I don't know why, I just trust San Fran. I feel like they nail it on the defense.
It's Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan keeps proving people wrong.
Wait, what? Why is Kyle Shanahan the reason? I think it's more like the GM or something. Isn't it his first year?
By the way.
Kyle Shanahan's
not his first year.
This is his second year in San Francisco, right? Yeah.
What?
It's his second year in San Francisco. This third?
And John Lynch. John Lynch and
right. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan.
And John Lynch. Spill? No, but drink's okay. The camera fell over, but luckily we have 0 people watching, so.
Fair.
But No, John Lynch, they know what they're doing. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are on the same page. John Lynch is arguably, by the way, former Bronco, one of the better GMs.
I'm wrong. Sorry about that. Three years.
I know you were wrong. What are you saying? I'm sorry for. I know I'm right. This podcast is getting pretty long too. You and I might have to hang up on the podcast and just continue talking live.
Dude, you should come to. All right, let's hang up and come to our chat with Sybil.
Oh shit! It's absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. I'll take another podcast. That was quick. I mean, we just fucking ended like it was nothing. Thank you for listening to I'll Take Another Podcast. Make sure to like, share, subscribe. Again, we're on all podcast platforms. Guys, I might make a shirt that says "Life Short, Quarantine's Long." Just be prepared for that. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you again next week.